concern is that on the anniversary of Storm Frank, there are still up to 70 families still waiting to return to their homes, and there's no lines in the budget which is showing any more additional spending to sort not this out, but also flood defences.
And I guess, should it be the Scottish Government that's covering this, or should it be an Aberdeenshire Council issue then?
Well, I think we've seen the Scottish Government cut council funding, so the council will need more money to be doing this, and I think it's up to the Scottish Government to be stepping in and playing their role.
Okay, so what would you like to see?
I'd like to see the Scottish Government not look as if they're forgetting the issue, and a year on, making sure that it is their priority compared to other lines within the budget.
And how do you think this would make people in Aberdeenshire that were affected very badly, as you mentioned earlier, feel to sort of be snubbed in this budget then?
I think people in the North East in general are feeling ignored by a central Scottish Government whose rural priorities seem to be minimal, and this just goes to the heart of that.
Okay, so I guess suggestions, how much would be appropriate from the Scottish Government? What steps would you like to have seen them take to support Aberdeenshire communities then?
I think the problem with the budget is it's shown absolutely no increase at all for flooding, whilst items such as land reform have received a 35% increase in the budget, and people in the North East will wonder what exactly the Scottish Government's priorities are.
And certainly the North East couldn't have been more at the forefront at that time of year last year as well. So it's, I mean, I guess people may be wondering what they need to do to get the attention of the Scottish Government to get the help.
With another storm on the way, people are remembering what happened a year ago, and are increasingly getting concerned, but the Scottish Government is not paying enough attention to their concerns.